Welcome to Aspire. This podcast is being created for May the 8th, 2022. I'm giggling because I know what's coming. And we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects and one that most people just simply do not understand or think they've achieved or whatever. And it's called consciousness. And I giggle because only in consciousness do we awaken, and we are not much interested in consciousness. We do a lot of wonderful things for people. We try to help them in many ways. I know I certainly do. I have my kid project. I have hospice. I have my counseling. I have a lot of things I do on the side. And all of these things are very important to me personally. But there is nothing more important than that of attaining to consciousness. And it is a slippery slope when you talk about it. The dictionary defines it as the state of being awake and aware of one's surroundings, but that's not it at all. It's about being awake and aware, period. And it has nothing to do with my surroundings. It has to do with the awareness I have about where I am, not in the world, but where I am from within myself, the state of my own being. And this is a very difficult thing for people to understand. Last year, in 2021, I did a huge series every month on consciousness. You can go to the website and take a look at it. I'm not trying to upsell you on anything. I'm really not. These discourses are not for everybody. I don't recommend them for everybody. They are meant and made for those who are deeply sincere and want to truly go beyond the ideals of mere philosophy. So the effort that I made with all of that was very important. They are about the teachings that Jesus gave us on what I call Christ consciousness. And Christ is not the last name of Jesus, nor should it be attributed solely and entirely to him. It is a state of being. It's where you arrive through consciousness. And to achieve all of this is, well, I give it step by step in the series. So if you're, I want to say this, deeply sincere, not curious, you got to be beyond that. If you are deeply sincere and you truly want to arrive at consciousness, then this series can be of great help to you. But for the most part, for the major part of people in this world, these discourses would just sound like words and they would not pertain to anything that you would think of as relevant to you probably. But here we are with questions about consciousness. I get them. People think that in general, if you just have a philosophy, if you can just sit and be philosophical about life, that you have consciousness, and this is not true, not at all. So let's get to the questions here. The first one comes from April. I love that name. What exactly is, she asks, consciousness as you speak of? And she was curious about my series. And I wrote her back and I gave her a brief definition. And I said, this is probably not a series you would want to get. But it is certainly available if that ever happens. Let me explain something to you here, Lucy, okay? When we are talking about consciousness, we are talking about being in the ebb and flow of the universe. We are talking about the entrance into the vastness that is essential to awareness, wakefulness. People talk about mindfulness and they don't even know what they're talking about. Because in mindfulness, what I am doing is I'm becoming aware of the mind and its perpetuity for survival alone. I am looking at the basis of confusion and doubt and being very muddled in my mind and convoluted in my thinking. If you are mindful, you would have to look at your mind for what you have cultivated out of it and made very, what shall we say, parochial. That's a good word. Parochial, narrow-minded. How much can you take beyond your own thoughts? Do you ever sit with yourself, April, and ask yourself, why are these the only thoughts I can have? Why are these the only thoughts that are available to me? Is it that I'm retarded? Is it that my mental acuity is so low I can't go beyond the little circle of desire, ambition, pride over and over and over again? You have to break that cycle. Consciousness is what occurs when you break the cycle. So as Lao Tzu said in the Tao Te Ching, I must be sick of my own sickness. If I am not sick of the way I think and the thoughts that are presented to me, if I do not see how I serve two masters and I make my life very difficult by doing so, I live for, let's say, the master of my body and the master of my desires. The master of my body and desires, and then some sort of philosophical treatment for spirituality that I hear people talk about. I hear all sorts of people say they're spiritual. I don't even know what that means to each person that thinks that they are. Consciousness is what is most important, not being spiritual. And that can be covered up and acted out to a degree where people think that, you know, you're actually philosophically a spiritual person. You can be philosophically spiritual, but not spiritual at all. Consciousness is what defines. It is awareness. This profound awareness that we have or can have is subject to a lot of different things. To gain this consciousness, there has to be a lot of, I'm going to say it, sacrifice made. The sacrifice made is not to watch your mind and incorporate whatever you are thinking into your life. It is about watching your thoughts, watching the nature of your thoughts. It is derived through understanding the place from which your thoughts do come to you. What is the source of my thoughts? And having some sense of no longer being dualistic in my thinking. In other words, I am not thinking anymore. Something is happening. Some stream of insight, a great reveal, a stream of consciousness is when I have touched the core of my heart, my authentic heart, not my human heart. For years, I struggled with the idea of consciousness, but then by accident and through many events that I had worked on over and over and over again, breaking down the whole theory of Greg's mind and how Greg's mind works and what he sees as his priorities and what he thinks of as important, breaking that all down, I came to a point where everything crumbled. People call this the dark night of the soul, and I disagree with that. It's more than that. It's the dark night of self-realization. You begin to see how the mind operates and that it works off of chemicals, serotonins, you know, the whole idea of the hormones in the body. All of that has to be taken into effect, and you have to understand it isn't going to happen through the body. I'll tell you how it will happen. It will happen on its own when you and I are no longer interested in our thoughts. When we are as passive towards our thoughts as we are towards what we have been taught and given through the mastery of spiritual masters that have come into this world to help us, the Buddhas, the Jesus, the Lao Tzus, you know, the Sufis. There's so many. When you are no longer interested in the ideals of your life and are more interested in the substance of your life, you will start to pursue consciousness. And this has to be a discipline. And when you say sacrifice and discipline to most people, you will find that they bow out. And that's why it is so difficult, April. So that's a brief, very brief, and sometimes clumsy explanation. But I can tell you, consciousness is one of the greatest gifts that ever happened to me. And anyone can do it if they truly can discipline their life to do it. But if you have a lot of complications, family, friends, all that, it's going to be hard. Please forgive me. Namaste. Okay, the last question. Got to move on. This is from Tori. Tori does not tell me where he or she lives. What do we do with our humanness in an authentic spiritual practice as you promote? Well, I don't know if I promote it. I introduce it. I don't want you to think that I'm trying to sell you on anything, because I'm not. I'm not interested in large numbers of people. I like small numbers of people. I like to work with them individually, one by one. So it's not a matter of promotion for me. What do we do with the human? We see it for what it is. I like what Rumi said. Let me read this to you. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness, some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all, even if they are a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still, treat each guest honorably. He may be cleaning you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whatever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from the beyond. And Rumi is right. What do you do with it? You must understand it. It is an animal, and we have given it more power than it really need be. It's a guest house. It's a place where things come and things go. It is about impermanence. And when you have a sense of consciousness, you understand that impermanence and you welcome it for whatever it is at whatever time it is occurring. And you don't look at it as evil or bad. There's a time to live and a time to die, a time to be born, a time to leave this body. There's all sorts of insights I can give you about the humanness of us. But the major one is it lives in the valley of impermanence. And if you don't understand that, you will miss what is significant in your life, and that is consciousness. One of the things that consciousness brings is what the humanness is, what the human house is all about. And if I get ensconced in that human house and I live in it and I make it the profile of my entire life, then I will never, ever be wakeful. I will never know the meaning of wakefulness, consciousness, and I will never be able to understand the situations that confront me as I live in the human but operate from the divine. I live with the human, not from it. And that's the key to understanding the nature of human nature. I'm out of here. Well, that was quick. Have a wonderful day. Thank you, April, Tori, for your wonderful question. I really appreciate it. And if you have a question, any of you, you can always reach me at greg@aspire.com. www.thebestofthebest.org. Have a beautiful day. Be back on the air next week. Please forgive me. Namaste.